Hello and welcome to your Credio Catholic News Update for Monday the 10th of October. The lack of silence in contemporary society is making many people's lives more agitated and at times convulsed, Pope Benedict XVI said yesterday. Some people are no longer able to stay in long silence, he told members of a silent Carthusian monastery in the southern Italian region of Calabria. Most young people who are already born in this state seem to fill every empty moment with music and images, almost afraid to feel, in fact, this void. The monastery visit was the Pope's last stop on a one-day trip to the south of Italy. Upon his arrival in the town of Serra San Bruno, crowds of over 30,000 greeted the Pope as he made his way through the streets on the Popemobile. The local monastery was established over 900 years ago by St. Bruno himself, a fellow German and the founder of the Carthusian Order. The Pope contrasted the silence of the Order with the noise of modern life. Without realizing it, the Pope said, people are immersed in a virtual dimension because of the audiovisual messages that accompany their life from morning to evening. He called the Carthusian charism of silence a precious gift for the Church and the world, and one that contained a profound message for our life and for humanity. Retiring into silence and solitude, man, so to speak, is exposed to reality in his nakedness, said the Pope. This allows man to experience the fullness, the presence of God, of the most real reality that there is, and that is beyond the dimension of the senses. The Pope joined the monks for Vespers, the evening prayer of the Church. Before entering the monastery, he remarked that the ancient monastic life is a rebuke to a certain modern mindset that is not Christian or even human, because it is dominated by economic interests or is only concerned with earthly and not spiritual things. A society based on such a mindset, he said, not only marginalizes God but also our neighbor, and we do not strive for the common good. The monastery, though, is instead a model of society that focuses on God and fraternal relationship. This is something for which we have so much need in our time, the Pope said. While some may think it is impossible to remain for life in a monastery, a lifetime is just enough to get into this union with God. He concluded by telling the Carthusians that their vocation is in the heart of the Church and puts the pure blood of the contemplation and love of God into its veins. Pope Benedict also visited a monastic cell and the community's infirmary before signing the monastery's book. He then set off on his return to Rome by helicopter and plane. After the Pope's second appeal for more international aid to the Horn of Africa, different aid organisations have met at the Vatican to discuss what can be done. Cardinal Robert Sarra is a native of Guinea and is the current president of the Pope's charity branch, Cor Unum. He said that a lot of international aid has been held back by a politics of selfishness. Other groups present included Caritas Internationalis and Catholic Relief Services. Kenneth Hackett is the current director of Catholic Relief Services, and he believes the current crisis in Africa can be equated to biblical proportions. He also promised that his organisation, CRS, would remain there long after the cameras had gone. He said, in the year 2011 and 2012, it is a mark of shame on us as a people that hundreds of thousands are allowed to suffer and die of hunger, disease and deprivation because it's difficult and complicated for us as the more wealthy to find a solution. According to a report by the UN on the 30th of September, some 13 million people in the region are in need of emergency assistance. The drought there has affected the countries of Somalia, Ethiopia, Kenya and Djibouti. So far, there has been over $80 million in aid given by the different Catholic agencies. Many continue to work on the ground while they appeal for more international support. According to the Polish press, Cardinal Stanisław Dziwisz, personal secretary to John Paul II, has proposed for Krakow to host World Youth Day 2015. Krakow will have to compete with candidates such as Lithuania and Mexico. However, there is still a good chance that it will take place in the homeland of Pope John Paul II, the inventor of these youth meetings. The year 2015 will also mark the 10th anniversary of the death of Karol Wojtyła, For this, the Archbishop of Krakow has invited the Pope to bless the new Shrine of Divine Mercy. The nomination for Krakow was formally submitted to the Vatican, but the official announcement will have to wait until 2013 to discover the winning city. The Spanish website Missis.org has developed a search engine for mobile phones to find a church as well as their mass hours for locations throughout Spain. The system allows you to locate the nearest church, see their schedules, and plot the easiest route to reach them by foot, car, or public transport. It includes opening times, confessions, as well as information on facilities for disabled persons. The system operates on the iPhone, BlackBerry, Android, Nokia, and different tablet technologies. Missis.org has registered almost 14,000 churches in Spain and more than 50,000 separate mass schedules. And finally, a low-budget film on the crucial role of fathers has debuted as the number one new movie during its opening weekend in theatres across the US. Elena Rodriguez from EWTN has more of the details.
The film Courageous made $9 million as it opened this past weekend, and 1 million people went to watch this faith-based movie about the challenges of fatherhood.
Fathers of all stripes, even fathers-to-be, will be moved by the portrayal.
Tim Drake is senior writer at the National Catholic Register.
5 different fathers in the film. There's one man who kind of grew up without his father. Another man, he's not an absent father, but he's kind of a lazy father. In the film, men will be able to identify with each of the characters in different ways, and it really challenges men to take up the responsibility that comes with being a husband and father.
Courageous is the 4th film production of Sherwood Pictures that stems from Sherwood Baptist Church in Albany, Georgia, a megachurch with 3,000 members. Associate pastor Alex Kendrick directed and wrote this movie with his brother Stephen.
I believe every father should step up to say, I will.
The film actually is very much like real life. You have a family that is dealing with tragedy, some characters who are less than perfect. No Hollywood film is quite like life, and life is not quite like Hollywood, but this one, I think, gets a lot of things right.
Tim Drake of the National Catholic Register and host of EWTN Radio's Register Radio has a claim to fame in Courageous. Tim came to the set to cover the story for the Register, and he unexpectedly ended up as an extra on the funeral scene and on the marathon scene.
I've never been a runner, but they needed extra bodies.
Tim Drake is a husband and father of 5, and he took his family to last month's premiere of Courageous in Atlanta.
Yeah, when we got home, one of my daughters said to me, thanks for being such a good dad. That really meant a lot to me.
This has been an EWTN Radio News Link. I'm Elena Rodriguez.
And that is all for today's Catholic News Update. We hope you enjoy our other programs. Look forward to speaking to you again tomorrow. And remember, you can contact us anytime by calling 02 8005 1530. God bless.